Good morning and welcome to Christ is the Answer, coming to you from Seaview Full Gospel Church in Back Bay, New Brunswick. Today, our pastor, Pastor Reverend Gordon Cook Jr., will be preaching today's message. If you'd like a copy of this message or any other message, you can contact us at the church at area code 506-755-3592. Now, here is Pastor Gordon Cook Jr. with today's message.
God has given us life. We got a reason to shout. We got a reason to praise Him. That's why we sing about it today. That's why we're here today. Because we're happy that we're saved. Amen. We know that we are, that we're redeemed by the love of Jesus Christ and, of course, by His blood. But how many knows you wouldn't be, His blood wouldn't be applied unless He loved you? Come on. It's all based on His love today. Thank God. And I hear the world and everyone talks about the love, and all we want is the love. But along with the love, there's adversity. Along with the love, there's some hard times. Along with the love, there's some hatred. Come on. There's some hatreds you gotta deal with. Not everybody's gonna be proud that you're serving God. Not everybody's gonna come along and pat you on the back. Not even your brother and your sister. We ought to, but it isn't always gonna happen every day. It isn't gonna happen. Amen. But how many times I'm still gonna keep serving God? That's the point. That you love Him because He first loved you. And wherein He said, in time past, we walked according to the course of this world. There's your one adversary. There's number one. You walked according to the course of this world. And here's the second one coming up. According to the prince of the power of the air. That's the devil. Don't you ever just get mad at the devil? You know? Just because sometimes you're just trying something good and you think you're doing something, he begins to lie to you. Or send somebody else along the way. That becomes a conduit for the adversary. So can I tell you today, don't ever let the devil use you. Now it's getting quiet. It's the truth. How many know the devil can use us? He can use us in speaking the wrong words. He can use us in having the wrong attitude. He can use us in our own resentment towards one another. And because things didn't work out the way we thought it would work out, then we got to take it out on somebody. How many knows we got to put a guard against ourselves? Come on, I'm just talking to you today. Say, I'm not banging on the pulpit and not thumping the pulpit, not yet. Huh? But just talking to you. Because I gotta talk to myself. So you gotta have a little talk to Jesus, and sometimes you just gotta talk to this fella. You're gonna keep him in line. God help me. God, I need your strength. Lord, I need a brand new touch. God, I need some wisdom from you. The Bible said, if you lack wisdom, ask of him, he'll give it to you liberally. I mean, give it in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Now look at the scripture, goes on. It says, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Aren't you glad you're not a child of disobedience? I didn't say you didn't ever disobey, but there's a big difference in you just, in a time that you made a mistake and disobeyed, than being a child of disobedience, because you're not a child of disobedience, you're a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Once you have accepted and acknowledged Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, see, that devil wants to come in and wants you to remind you of your past and all the things you did, that you should have done and didn't do. And he wants to remind you of the mistakes you made. But you're here to remind the devil, just like this little girl says, don't tell your God how big your problems are, but tell your problems how big your God is. See, that's what your adversary wants you to do. That's what Sanballat was trying to do to Nehemiah. He's trying to just get him to stop the work on the wall. Just stop the work. See, the devil's not going to try you to stop loving Jesus. He's always going to do is stop you some other things. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But look at some other things. I get to the third point of what we have to deal with. He said, among whom also you all had your conversation time past in the lust of our flesh. That's one of the good advantages of these things here. You can in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others, but God. Somebody thank God for but God. But God intercedes. But God is a worker of miracles. But God comes on the scene. But God, hallelujah, is the one that we look to for our strength. But God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He that begun the work in us is able to complete it. Aren't you glad he's able to complete it today? Amen. No matter what you go through, no matter what trials you're going through, you make promises to God. And if you hold to those promises, even if you fail today, amen, get back up, dust yourself off, and keep on going for the glory of God. Don't be like, you know, like those that get so discouraged and just say, I'm just going to give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. In the midst of it all, it's time to just shake yourself and get ready for a revival. It's begin to shake yourself and begin to believe God. When it looks like there's not going to be a revival and the devil's telling you that, you got to know, turn it around and say, there's going to be a revival for sure, because the devil's telling me it's just about over and the devil's telling me that I'm defeated, you know, and I'm not going to see any end time results and all this. And he might even tell you, I've been praying and praying and praying for my children to be saved, my grandchildren to be saved, and it looks like they're not going to get saved. Well, you just need to turn that around and you say, well, I know my children are on the way in. Hallelujah. I don't know how. All I know is this, that the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, said he'd work everything out for me. I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on trusting. I'm going to keep my hand in the hand of the Lord, because I know when the devil begins to tell me and trying to get me discouraged over it, that I know the answer's on the way. Oh, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and confess to them, the answer's on the way. The very thing that you're trusting God for, the thing that you've been asking for, I don't know how many months, I don't know how many years it's been, but can I tell you this, hallelujah, keep on praying, keep on asking, keep on knocking, because the answer's on the way. Oh, hallelujah. How many knows we're living in exciting times? You know, I read the other day in the news, it was talking about some scientists, and you heard tell of the doomsday clock. Anybody ever heard tell of the doomsday clock? So I'm trying to wake you up today about the doomsday clock and what scientists are saying. I guess 20 of the greatest minds, they look at the world situation, and it moved for the furthest it has ever moved. It moved for a whole 30 seconds towards the midnight hour, and it stands as of the other day. It was at 2 minutes and a half to the midnight hour. So when you note that, you know, and they're speaking of gloom and doom and an apocalypse and things that's going to, the end of the world. Can I say to you this, that my God says when at the midnight hour, the trumpet's going to sound, hallelujah, at that hour that he's appointed, be it the hour that man has, because man doesn't know the day nor the hour, but God does. But if they're talking about a doomsday, I'm here to tell you today, it's not a doomsday. It's going to be a day like no other, the great and terrible day of the Lord, the great and notable day of the Lord. It's because the day when Jesus Christ, hallelujah, takes and gives a nod to Gabriel, whoever he's got appointed to do it, he says, just time to blow the trumpet. I don't know about you, but when we hear those things that gloom and despair, the Bible said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. How many is thankful? Just give him a wave offering. Hallelujah. Because what I'm talking about is goodbye, old world, and it's hello, Jesus. It's goodbye to the pain and disappointment and the sorrow, and it's hello, Jesus. I've been waiting for you, Lord. I've been waiting for you to call my name. I've been waiting for my number. Hallelujah. How many knows that's going to be the greatest day that ever noted in history of mankind? I know when Jesus came was wonderful. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he died for my sins. But what I'm glad more for is this, that one day, just like today, the trumpet is going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to arise. Oh, hallelujah. Your loved ones have gone on before, whether your mom or your dad or your grandpa or your mama or whoever it might be, or your husband or your wife or one of your children, God forbid, but whomever it might be. Like I believe it was the Spears that sang this song, when dust shall sing. Can I tell you today, church, hallelujah, one day dust is going to sing. Those that died in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, that stone will be rolled away that's holding them into their graves. Friend, let me tell you, on all the dust and all the dirt is removed and up from the ground, hallelujah, a new body in Christ Jesus, it'll be sown in power. It will, yeah, see, the Bible said it was sown in weakness, but it'll be raised in power. It was sown in corruption, but it'll be raised in incorruption. Oh, how many is looking forward to that day? But friend, I want you to know, it's an exciting time when we begin to realize and we begin to know. And it's like somebody said, you know, when we just laid the coming of the Lord aside, and I can understand why we wouldn't have any excitement about it. And we just kind of thought, well, the Lord isn't coming for probably another 20 years yet. I don't know. It might be 20 years, but I kind of believe it could be in the next 20 seconds. We said, what about the next 2 seconds? What about it? He would have already been here. Huh? Glory to God. Hear my words, church. Press towards the mark pressed towards me, and yea, I've longed to stir thee. I long to bring revival, and revival tarrieth because of a lack of prayer. But when you begin to pray, when you begin to worship, when you begin to look to me, the author and the finisher of your faith, yea, I will stir, saith the Lord. I long to stir my children. I long for you to feel my touch like you've never felt before. I am the Lord thy God, and I am the God that will delivereth for thee, saith God. Oh, hallelujah. Can you give him a hand clap of praise? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I read the rest of these verses the other night down to the 10th, and, you know, I said, man, there's so much good stuff there that you can just glean from. And let me just read down a little bit. But God, who is rich, everyone said rich. He's rich in mercy. We sang about his mercy. He said, well, we sang about his grace. His grace and his mercy is the same. Merciful grace of God. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful, he said, and he's rich in it, for his great love. Everyone said his great love, wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Hallelujah. And he says this, and he hath raised us up together and made us to sit, listen, just getting better all the time, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you love those heavenly places? I mean, don't you just love those times when you begin to, you know, and to embrace him and begin to praise him and worship him, and the glory comes down and saturates your soul, and you just don't know what to do. You just feel like you can't contain yourself. How many said, I just love those times? I do too. We had a little bit of it last Sunday night. Hopefully we'll have a little bit of it this Sunday night. Hopefully have it every time we get together. We've got a little bit of it even this morning. That Spirit of God, that glory of the Most High God, hallelujah, who longs and desires, as he just let us know, to bless us and anoint us afresh. How many says, I need a fresh anointing? Oh, praise God. Give him a wave offering, church. Come on, hallelujah. Let's just get with it. Sometimes we just kind of just sit there. Hallelujah. Bible said twice dead and pulled and plucked up by the roots. That's the word of God. I'm saying, I'm not dead. Look to your neighbor and said, I'm not dead. It might seem like it, but I'm not dead. And everyone that's not saying it are playing possum. Come on. The Bible says he quickened you. Come on, he's quickened you. He set a fire down in your soul that you can't contain and you can't control. Oh, hallelujah. I need more of you, God. Come on, church, I need more of you, God. This is not just talking this morning. See, I'm not just talking to hear ourselves talk. God's not just speaking just to say something to you. God's speaking so he wants you to hear. He wants you to do something with it. I mean, no, you can do something with it. Say this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Isn't that simple? How many says, I believe it? I believe it. I believe it too. I believe you can. So we got to attempt it. You got to do it. What about the adversary? What about him? I said, what about him? What about the Sanballats that always show up? What about him? Trying to discourage, trying to lie, trying to defeat, trying to stop you in your tracks. What about him? You got to know, greater is he that's in you. Come on, than he is of this world. I said, my. Aren't you glad for the word? You know, it's a great thing just to read the word like it was the first time you read it. Come on. Like you just heard these words, you know. He's able to raise us up into heavenly places. Like this is the first time I heard, God, I didn't know that I could reach into an elevation in you. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Doesn't that excite your heart? Doesn't it make you feel good to know that you can get to out of this, you know, drab, everyday, you know, life that we're living in? That it's just a prayer away. Come on, it's just a sincere, honest prayer away. Hallelujah. I mean, the world can sing about it. Why not we that know it? Just a prayer. Just an earnest, sincere prayer to God. Lord, God, I'm hungry. I need a brand new touch. God, I need to get to that place you said that I can be elevated into heavenly places. Lord, I'm just kind of homesick for heaven. You know, anybody ever get homesick for heaven? Come on, I know you have. You're going through the trials, go through testings and all that, and just get homesick for heaven. But you know, God promised a little heaven to down here to get us excited about going to heaven. Hallelujah. Let's read on a little bit. And he says this, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Oh, hallelujah. That means His grace extended to those that you might think that don't deserve it. But you know what? In the reality, in the truth of it, none of us deserved the grace of God. Oh, but I was good. You weren't good enough. But I was polite, you know, and I was this and I was that. You weren't good enough. Come on. We weren't good enough. Not to justify us in the sight of God. But one drop. Remember what said one drop? Of Jesus' blood. Hallelujah. And it caused us to note this. The exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith. Everyone said faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift. Everyone said gift. Of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank God. Because if it was our good works, we'd be just boasting, man, you know what I did yesterday? You know what I did? And we'd be patting ourselves on the back all the time. It's good to do good works. Don't let the enemy lie to you and say, well, I don't have to do any good works. That's not true. The Bible says, be holy as I am holy. Press towards the mark of God. Hallelujah. In a humble and a contrite spirit. He that humbled himself, the Bible says, shall be exalted. How many wants to be exalted? How many wants to hear those words one day? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Of course we do. My. For we are his workmanship, and we were created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, hallelujah. Let me get back to that 14th verse. It's time to fight for your family. It's time to fight for your church, for your brothers and sisters. Time to fight for your God. Allow the lion that's within you, come on, to rise up. I heard this statement a number of years ago, and I believe it was when we were having the new converts classes years ago. Some of those in the 10 of those classes will remember this, that you don't have to defend a lion. All you got to do is let him loose. Think of that. All you got to do is let him loose. He'll defend himself. Can I tell you, there's a lion of the tribe of Judah wrapped up in you, and all you've got to do is release him, to let him go, let him stand. He won't embarrass you. Come on. But he'll give you power. Everyone said power. He'll give you strength, my God, to overcome, to conquer every tactic of the enemy, because when you're in the war room, you're going to receive from God, hallelujah. How am I going to defeat this adversary? How am I going to get the upper hand? Oh, hallelujah. And make no mistake, you'll come forth victorious in Christ Jesus. So it's time for everything that God has given you. It's time, I believe, to just to go down to the enemy's camp and begin to take back what the enemy stole from you. We sang that chorus around here a few times, you know. It's time to go back, go down to the enemy's camp. It's time to take that authority. It's not a time to be afraid of the adversary. The Bible doesn't tell you anywhere to be afraid of the devil. He said, flee from the devil. Resist the devil. You know, don't have anything to do with the devil. Don't let him listen. You can't help it if he's going to get on your shoulder and speak into your ear. See, because that's where his battleground's in your mind. But the Word of God says, hallelujah, he's given us power. You know, we get a different weaponry. You know, our weapons are not conventional. Our weapons are not swords and spears and guns and everything else, because the Bible says our weapons are strong, though. As a matter of fact, he says they're mighty. 2 Corinthians, it talks about the pulling down and the tearing down. Hallelujah. Of the strongholds of the adversary and casting down every imagination. And isn't the greatest battles that you have in here? Isn't it in our imagination? I wonder if this is going to happen. What about this and what about that? What about when Jesus, hallelujah, says in you, and in you is Christ, and him alone is the cornerstone that we sung about this morning. In him alone, hallelujah, when he takes up residence within you, there is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. You said, but you don't know what I'm facing. You don't know what sickness I'm facing. You don't know what my family's facing. You don't know the adversity we're going through. You don't know the mess. I don't need to know the mess. I just need to know the one, hallelujah, that can put it all back together again. I just need to know the healer. I just need to know the deliverer. I just need to know the conqueror today. I just need to know that he's taking up residence within here. And to note this, hallelujah, that in Christ Jesus, we are more than conquerors. Can you give him another praise offering? Oh, hallelujah. And in closing, to realize and know that every time that you make an effort to do something for the Lord, Sanballats are going to show up. Sanballats are going to be there trying to get you to stop. See, he's not going to try to get you to quit loving Jesus, because he knows you're not going to try to do that. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to try to stop you from worshiping, from praising, sounding like you're in love with Jesus. He's just going to do some little things, you know. He's going to just try to stop you from doing for the kingdom's sake. See, because he knows if he stops you from praising, if he stops you cold in your tracks from your prayer life, and it doesn't happen overnight. Come on, if you can talk to anybody that's backslidden away from the Lord, it's a progression. It's a, you know, not, don't pray today. Well, we'll pray every other day. Well, I used to pray every morning. I used to pray every night. I used to take time to read the Bible, and I haven't done that for a while. That's the adversary, by the way. See, you didn't just make up your mind to stop. See, there's an opposition. There's a strain that comes upon you, whether you're tired. You know, I'm just too tired to pray tonight. I'm just too tired to talk to Jesus. I'm just weary. I've had a hard day at work. And, you know, he'll just cause things like that to kind of creep in your life. You know, so you miss tonight, and you miss tomorrow morning, and miss the next day. So you're not going to, you know, you're not praying like you used to pray. You're not worshiping like you used to worship. You know, come in the house of God and begin to raise your hands and just shout glory to God. Well, I don't feel like it. Nobody else is doing it, and I'm the only one doing it. That's the adversary. Come on, you got to fight against those things. It doesn't matter if nobody else is doing it. It's between you and God. See, your relationship and my relationship with God doesn't depend on you. See, matter of fact, if I reach out and touch him and I get a fire, won't that fire spread? Come on, I mean, you know, you start a grass fire, and the Bible says, we're all we like grass. Come on. There's a reason why I put that in there. See? There's another reason, because if you set that blade of grass on fire, it'll catch the next blade beside it on fire, and so on and so on and so on. So, see, that's not an excuse whether anybody else isn't worshiping, but I got to be determined, my mind made up. I got the Sanballats on my back. I got a mountain before me. I got enough trials, enough testings, and just trying to live for Jesus Christ. But the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It says, many are the afflictions, but my God, it was my God, delivers again. Oh, hallelujah. And my God delivers again. And again, and my God, come on, church, delivers again. Oh, hallelujah. How many say, my God is delivering again? He's bringing me out of this valley. He's bringing me out of this pit. He's bringing me out because he loves me. Oh, hallelujah. He's concerned about you. He knows exactly where you are. He knows of the times that you've stopped maybe praying and stopped, you know, attending the prayer room. And I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just talking to you. Look at your neighbor and say, he's just talking real loud. But you know what? It's the truth. The Bible said if you receive the truth, it'll what? It'll set you free. See, so if you begin to praise, if you begin to worship, you say, other young people aren't doing it. The other young people, doesn't matter. And some of the older people, 90 years old, are saying, nobody else is doing it. Nobody else going to church. Nobody else my age. Anybody can say that. They're excuses. But as long as God gives you life and God gives you breath and you put forth the effort because you've got a desire, hallelujah, to hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, whether you're 6 or 60 or 106, it doesn't make any difference. How old we are is how much do we love Jesus Christ today. Well, you don't know what I've been through. It doesn't matter. See, if God's not the God of the storms, is he God? If God's not God of the mountains, is he God? If God's not God of the valleys that I go through, is he not God? Did he stop being God? Absolutely not. He's still God of the mountains. He's still God of the valleys. He's still God of the storms. He's still walking on the water. He's still speaking, peace be still. He's still bringing joy unspeakable and full of glory in the hearts of men and women everywhere that will still trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not trusting in men's theology that all you got to do is try to be good. What nonsense is from the pit of hell. The Bible says, turn from your wicked ways. Look unto the author and the finisher. Well, I don't want to turn. Well, then, there's a choice to be made. But if you'll turn, you'll be received. Hallelujah. Sanballats will always be there to try to deter you, try to discourage you. But you've got to know there's a power. Oh, hallelujah. There's still a power. A wonder-working power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If I had every head bowed and every eye closed, please. Hallelujah. I wonder today if there's anyone in this house that you say, I'm not praying like I used to pray. I once knew the Lord and I don't know Him now. Or maybe you've never surrendered your life to God. I will not call you out and embarrass you. I'm just giving you an opportunity. But if you will say, I want that relationship back. I want to get back to where I know who I am and what I am in Christ Jesus. You might say, I can't remember the last time. Might have been when I was a little girl that I really prayed to God. Might have been when I was just a young boy. And it might be as early as a month ago. But you felt yourself slipping. And you don't want to slip any further. You felt the adversary to come against you. To discourage you. See, because if he gets enough discouragement, you stop praying long enough, you stop worshiping long enough, stop reading the word for long enough, the first thing you know, you're not going to be serving God like you used to. Anyone in this house, signify the uplifting of your hands. Spirit of the Lord dealing with you today before we pray. Thank God for this honest hand. Anyone else today? Another honest heart. One church. Anyone else? Anyone else in this house? I'm not where I need to be. I want to be closer to God. I just need hands going up all over this place. All over this place. Hallelujah. Precious God. Let's stand, church. Would you all pray with me this morning? Lord, would you prepare me to be the sanctuary that I need to be? Jesus, I surrender my all to you. God, I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you all of me. Lord, all my breath, the very breath that you've given me, God, I'll give it back to you in praise and in worship. Jesus, I thank you for dying on the cross for me. And I acknowledge you. And you only, as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now, Jesus, I asked you to help me to be kinder than necessary to those that I meet, because they're fighting battles too. And Lord, I make one more request today, that you'd help me stand my ground and fight for what you've given me, Lord. Give me the courage to go down into the enemy's camp and take back my family, take back all my loved ones, take back my friends, and to win over my enemies because of your love, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus, for loving me. Amen. Praise God. You said that prayer, whether the first time or an earnestness of your heart, just tell somebody. I feel brand new. See, well, I don't feel brand new right yet. But when you confess it, how many knows your words are powerful? Come on, when you confess it, it does something. The Bible says, he that believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ confesseth with mouth that Jesus Lord shall be saved. See, you can't just, not just a simple thing. Come on, this is not a simple thing. It's simple enough to ask. And give you the faith that you can believe, but you got to confess it. We know it's when you've been redeemed. See, when you've been washed white as snow, when you know you were blacker than tar. And I say blacker than sin. And now you're white as snow. Hallelujah. And when you confess it, something happens in you that seals it. Glory to God. Well, I'm saying, I feel good. I feel good in my soul today. Amen. Because I know Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I can't help myself, but I know a man who can. His name's Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Cook. We hope that you enjoyed today's radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of this message or any other message, you can contact us at the church office at area code 506-755-3592 or in writing at 195 Back Bay Loop Road, Back Bay, New Brunswick, E5C2W3. Or you can visit us on our website at www.cviewfullgospel.com, and you can also find us on Facebook at Sea View Full Gospel Church. Until next week, God bless, and remember, Christ is the answer.